This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Rich Fitzgerald in studio, now Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. Nice article in the Post-Gazette Sunday I enjoyed. Selena Zito kind of followed you around on your new career here, Post.
She did. We had a busy month in May and June when we do the transportation meetings in all 11 entities, the 10 counties plus the city of Pittsburgh. And we had Selena following us up into Indiana County, down into Greene County. And I think she got a good sense of the flavor of what some of these meetings are about, some of the small towns and the issues that they all deal with when it comes to transportation. They're a little different than you have, say, in the Golden Triangle.
What makes this unique for you is after 12 years as Allegheny County Executive, you're dealing with all these commissioners and the people. So you have a real working knowledge to how to sort through many of these issues that they're dealing with. So I would think, and you're bringing light to some of the counties that, frankly, don't get as much love as they probably should.
Well, what we tend to focus and the media tends to focus on is what happens in downtown Pittsburgh or what happens in running our universities, our sports teams. We're the hub of the region, and there's a reason for that. But what you do find in these communities is the very same challenges of their kid wanting to keep their kids here when they grow up. Good education, good safe streets, you know, traffic times to get to work wherever work might be. Some of the issues are different, like broadband connectivity we've talked about in the past and some of the rural areas that we take that we can use our phones, take it for granted when you live in the city. To send a text, it goes through. Doesn't always happen if you live in Fayette County or Lawrence County.
There are a couple of spots in North Park where I get that issue, too. That's no longer your problem. Rich is here to preview the presidential debate tomorrow night. You know what? We're going to be, I would say, pushing maybe record viewership. Just curiosity. I don't think many people's minds will be changed, whoever they're aligned with. But it promises to be a tune-in and somewhat entertaining, hopefully.
I think entertaining is probably the word. First of all, as somebody, you know, in this business for many, many years, I don't ever remember a general debate in the summer. Usually that happens in October.
No, it is the earliest presidential debate in history.
Yeah, but I do think you're right. Even though it's a far way off, people are going to tune in.
Just for sheer curiosity of what is going to transpire. But no opening statements by either candidate. The mics will be muted while the other speak. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
And no audience. So there will be no cheers or jeers from a crowd assembled. And we'll see what happens. Anyway, that's not why Rich is here. I'm just kidding him about that. But I do want to ask you about the airport. We had talked about it. I know this Pittsburgh International Airport is your baby. You've done a lot of work over the years for that reason. The TSA announcing we have record travel anticipated around the country, but here in Pittsburgh, additional routes have been added, Delta the latest, and the lines to get through security have been a lot longer.
We haven't been used to that in Pittsburgh. And, you know, to put things in perspective, obviously the new airport's going to alleviate a whole lot of things. More, I think doubling the amount of TSA lanes you'll be able to go through. But, you know, think about when this airport was built, we had maybe 5 million local passengers who would use it. We now have, it looks like we're going to go over 10 million this year, record numbers, 20 new routes just in the last couple of months. So we have, I think on average, a 25-minute wait, which for Pittsburgh is a long time. But when you look at New York and Chicago, they're 50, 60-minute waits, sometimes longer. So we've got to make some adjustments. But when that new airport opens about a year from now, that will alleviate an awful lot of things that are happening right now.
Yeah, there'll be more lanes and it'll just be wider. And don't forget, you'll be pulling up right to the terminal. There'll be no tram and
much closer to your gate, exactly. That even now to drive out and find a parking spot in and of itself takes a long time. Again, just because it wasn't really built for the Pittsburgher and the Pittsburgher who would park and then use it for the volume that we have.
You bring up a great point because it was a hub. Many people would never leave the airport, which is why they have a mall inside there in the first place. But
that's exactly right. It was built for all those connecting passengers. And we had about 15 million connecting passengers when the airport was new 30 years ago. We don't have connecting passengers now. Everybody's an O and D, as they call origination and destination.
All right, coming up, we're going to take you to Beaver County next. Then the next half hour, we're going to go to Butler County. Rich Fitzgerald on the Big K Morning Show. Look forward to our visits with Rich Fitzgerald in studio every Wednesday this hour, because Rich has kind of taken us around the region. And this morning, we're going to go to Beaver County Commissioner Tony Amadeo. Rockus Amadeo. Good morning, Tony. Commissioner, how are you?
Good morning.
You? Hey, Commissioner, how's it going? Fine.
It's going really well for me. How about you two?
Good, good. Big news in Aliquippa, you know, a town that, you know, obviously is famous in this region and knows some of the deindustrialization that happened. But you were with the governor, I guess, a week or so ago when he came into town and made a pretty big announcement for Aliquippa. Could you tell us about it, Commissioner?
Yes. Well, he let us know that VersaTech is going to invest $40 million. To double their protection capacity at the new site. He brought three grants with him, a loan and two grants, one for $400,000, one for $160,000, and one for $2.6 million, which is the loan.
So that investment that the state is making, and I know you guys have been supportive of it, you and your two fellow county commissioners, yes. And it's going to, I think I saw the number up to 400 jobs, 400 new jobs in almost 100,000 square foot building. That's a major investment in manufacturing in a place that knows how to do manufacturing.
Yes, yes. We're so excited about the new jobs. A lot of times things come, we talk, and then they disappear or else they're on hold. For example, the 72 steel, which was a $218 million investment potential, which is supposed to be between 300 and 400 jobs. And we're waiting on them to see if they're going to get their funding so they can start that plant. So we're pretty excited here in Beaver County and in Aliquippa.
There's a lot of good things happening. And one of the things, Tony, that I thought was interesting, when you brought us, a lot of us in the region, on a tour of some of the innovative things that the Community College of Beaver County has been doing, certainly around the biggest industrial development in North America over the last decade, was the Shell petrochemical plant. And talking about even post, after the construction is done, all the hotel rooms seem to still be filled up. You guys were telling us about that. Could you talk about that a little bit, Tony?
Yes. Back when I was a township supervisor, we initiated a building of hotels in our township. And people laughed at us and said that there's no way people are going to come to Center Township at that time to go to a hotel. We now have 9 hotels, and you're lucky if you can get a room in one of those hotels. It's usually 90% at capacity, so we're really blessed here.
Yeah, there's a lot of suppliers that come in and contractors who do work, obviously, at that plant and some of the things that are happening. We should have some exciting things coming up this summer in Beaver County. When is the county fair? When can we look at? We're talking about Butler in a little bit, but I want to know when the Beaver County Fair is coming along.
We're unique, Rich. We're unique in that we have two different fairs. They're not directly county fairs, but one is the Big Knob Fair, and the other one is the Hookstown Fair. They're coming up here soon, towards the end of August. I think the one's the third week in August, and the other one's the fourth week going into September.
I'm curious, Tony, around the plant. Obviously, you expected and anticipated there would be growth of a lot of different ancillary businesses, including hotels and restaurants and all that goes with a community that's seen some tremendous growth. What else is happening in Beaver County directly due to the Shell plant being there?
Well, there's things starting to pick up now. You have to realize COVID pretty much slowed a lot of things down, not only in Beaver County, not only in our region, but throughout the entire country. So we're in the process now of things starting to happen. A couple of things are happening in Midland, which is exciting, which we can't even address yet, as well as in Aliquippa.
Well, Aliquippa, and I know Mayor Dwan Walker, and you have a passionate crew of people there, so keep up the great work.
Yeah. Thank you. It's a team effort from our level and a team effort from the state.
Yeah, and Tony's been a commissioner now. Fourth term, Tony? You've been working, you and Commissioner Camp and Commissioner Manning?
Yeah, this is my fifth term.
Fifth term, wow.
How do you like it so far?
I love it. You know, I've been blessed in my life with two careers. I was a public school educator for 33 years, and hopefully I'll be able to complete 20 years as a county commissioner. I've been blessed.
Well, being a teacher is a tremendous career and vocation, at very least. So thank you, and we'll see you down to Beaver County.
Keep up the good work, Tony. Thanks.
Tony Amadeo, one of the commissioners there. And it's interesting, his career, after 33 years as a teacher and being in education, that he would go into public service like that.
It's amazing when you go into Beaver County, how many people you run into. Oh, yeah, Tony was my teacher.
I bet.
He's got students all over the county. So
I always say, you know, you're a half person from everybody in this region. It's so true, really, no matter where. And I'm sure now that you've really expanded your horizons travel-wise around these 10 counties, I'm sure you run into people everywhere you go.
Well, the thing about you, you know, I grew up in Pittsburgh and still live in Pittsburgh, but what happens in this region is people spread out. We have cousins and, you know, relatives and people that we've done business with or work with over the years, and they live everywhere. And, you know, it's never just, quote unquote, the city of Pittsburgh. It is the whole region, as we say.
And coming up, we're going to talk to the commissioner in Butler County. We mentioned the big Butler Fair. That's coming up. And it's hard to believe, Rich, next week is the 4th of July week. July starts Monday, 4th is on Thursday. A lot of people are going to blow off Friday and create a four-day weekend, including me.
I think the traffic will be down a little bit. I think your traffic reporters won't have much to report on that day. But, yeah, school is out, the kids are out, and ready for the summer vacation and fair season.
And we're looking forward to it. We are the official sound of 4th of July for the fireworks down at the Point State Park. And by the way, the Point will be cooking at 5. We've got food and music and everything that goes with it. Then we have the Fireworks Bonanza Mix, TJ the DJ, presented by People's Natural Gas and brought to you by Red Ribbon Soda. Pittsburgh's Pop, Save a Lot, Phil DeLucente and Associates in South Hills, Lincoln. 725 at KDKA from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center. AAA traffic powered by Bowser and Genesis of Monroeville now open. Back to Brandon Rossi.
Got lots of morning rush traffic heading into the city, Larry, specifically on the Parkway East inbound. It's stop and go from right around just after the Greensburg Pike overpass into the tunnel. And likewise for the Parkway West inbound, that's backed up to the top of Greentree Hill. On the outbound side, trying to merge from the North Shore Expressway is backed up to the lower deck of the Fort Pitt Bridge. That is right around the bend near PNC Park and on Route 28 South, some heavy buildup by the Aetna Bypass. With AAA traffic on the fives, I'm Brandon Rossi, the voice of Pittsburgh, 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
And AccuWeather says high of 87 today. Looks like there's possibility for some thunderstorms later this afternoon into the evening hours. We'll keep you posted. And then overnight, things will improve. We'll have less humidity, sunshine tomorrow, a seasonal high of 80. It's going to be a beautiful summer day. And then it gets a little warmer, but still sunny on Friday. Next chance of rain, maybe a couple of showers on Saturday. We're at 70 at the airport now. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Rich Fitzgerald in studio, the executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, which covers 10 counties. And then if you add the city, that's 11 entities overall, Rich. And you've been to all the counties so far.
We've had a lot of meetings. We just did our big transportation plan, in which we'll be investing roughly $2 billion over the next 4 years in fixing roads, bridges, et cetera, freight lines. And Commissioner Oshie, who's going to be joining us, is one of those folks that was been part of that over the last number of years.
So let's welcome Leslie Oshie, who's a Butler County Commissioner. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry and Rich. It's a beautiful morning here in Butler County.
It sure is, and there's a lot of exciting things happening in Butler County, and most of us that live in Allegheny or the city are certainly aware of things in Cranberry and Mars and things like that, but one of the great traditions that's happened for over 150 years is the Big Butler Fair, and I know this, it's getting ready to start in the next few days. Commissioner, tell us what we could see and what folks who are going to come up to visit the Big Butler Fair could see.
Well, you're certainly right about the history, and the fair kicks off June 28th and runs through July, through 9 days, actually, all the way through till the following weekend. It's the largest fair in Western Pennsylvania, with 9 days of animals and carnival rides, concerts, and surely no shortage of events there. Sammy Kershaw appears on July 6th, lots of great country music concerts, the truck and tractor pulls and the demo derby, the antique tractor pull, bull riding. And of course, fireworks on the 4th of July. So no shortage of fun at the Big Butler Fair this year from June 28th on through the following weekend.
I'm curious about the celebrity rabbit hopping contest.
Yeah, that caught our eye. Yeah. And I know Marty Griffin and Colin Dunlap are going to be in that, but any other famous celebrities that are going to be in the rabbit hopping contest, Commissioner?
I managed to sidestep that this year.
Good move.
I was going to bet on you. We were going to put a few bucks in that you were going to win, but okay.
If you think the rabbit, but Commissioner Geyer last year, I think she was one of the rabbit hopping contestants. But one of our very first years, I think we did the cow milking. So okay. That's really more interesting than the rabbits, I think.
Okay. Anyway. Yeah, and I see
lots of fun.
You even have harness racing today at 1 o'clock in that grandstand. I've seen that track up there. And John Shumway and I used to come up there every year. We broadcast from the Big Butler Fair. John was very attracted to the poultry and cattle for some reason.
Well, our farm community, our ag community up here is just amazing and fantastic. And again, we have a lot of preserve farms here in Butler County, and our farmers are out there and active. In fact, we have two events. We have the Big Butler Fair, but we also have the farm show in August and at the farm show grounds on Route 68 coming into Butler. So we have a lot of farming activity happening here in the county. That's for sure.
And then you look at the schedule throughout the summer, throughout Butler County, Commissioner, you things in Saxonburg and Zeelianople, Evans City. There's a lot to choose from in all these communities that bring people together, have the community festivals. And it really is. It's a great thing for people that want to take their kids and grandkids, particularly people in the city of Pittsburgh that might not have that connection to farming and animals and be able to see something like that.
Right. And, you know, I think one of the best features of our county is the small towns. And if you want to experience Americana, the next couple weeks here are just amazing. Right now going on is the Saxonburg Carnival this week. Tomorrow night's the Big Fireman's Parade in Saxonburg. They have Mingles on Main in Saxonburg. Lots of wonderful women-owned businesses there that you can come and shop and visit. There's so much happening there. Thursday night this week, the symphony plays in the Rotary Amphitheater at Cranberry Park. On the 2nd of July, we have Butler Township Community Day in the county's own Alameda Park with fireworks and concerts and activities. Butler County History Day is this Saturday. All the historical sites open. And then if you really want, on the 4th of July, I'm telling you again, as I said, talk about Americana and people walking from neighbor to neighbor with their crockpots. You want to go to Zeelianople, Mars, or Slippery Rock on those 3 days and experience the celebrations there. The Rotary has a parade at 11 a.m. in Zeelianople. And at 3 p.m., you can catch the Mars parade and all the activities, the streets. Open air markets in Zeelianople on Thursday nights are just amazing. It's just really, there's never a shortage of things to do. And then, you know, I have to mention coming up in July, our Can-Am Games. Butler County plays host. And I think the sheriff was on with you, Larry, at some point.
Yes.
You know, Butler County plays host to the Can-Am Games July 15th through the 21st. And these are the games for first responders and their families and coming from all over the world. So looking forward to hosting those, and you can visit ButlerCanAm2024.com. Still some games open for registration.
Well, Leslie, you got a lot going on, and it's a big county. For people that don't know, just north of Allegheny County, so you have this very busy Cranberry area. Then you've got all this farm all the way up to like Interstate 80. My brother lives near outside of Eau Claire. And,
right.
And loves it, and it's a beautiful county. So good luck. The Big Butler Fair commences on Friday.
And all these things, again, that the commissioner mentioned, if you live in the city of Pittsburgh or you live in Allegheny County, it's a short drive, 20, 30, 40 minutes, depending on where you are, to get all these great things that might not be available in your own neighborhood.
You can either go up 79 or Route 8 to 422, right, Commissioner? You can't miss it.
Right, and the good news is we've brought a lot of money into the county for road and bridge work, so there's a lot of that going on. So the bad news is you might want to leave early. But it's great.
We're investing in the future, though, Commissioner. That's what we're investing in.
What did PennDOT used to say? Temporary inconvenience, permanent improvement.
Correct. That's happening here.
All right, Commissioner, thank you.
Thanks, Leslie.
Thank you so much. It was good to talk to you both. Have a great day.
You got it. Butler County Commissioner Leslie Oshie. Dad, that's a fun event for kids. I mean,
you think about, I think about as a new grandparent, I mean, giving your adult children who probably, you know, do childcare all the time a break. Grandparents, what a better way to take your grandkids and create memories, to go see the animals, to go see something that they're not used to in their neighborhood.
I told you would like that.
Oh, it's
the best. Boy, this hour flew by. Rich Fitzgerald in every 7 a.m. Wednesday mornings and bringing us news from around the region from 10 counties. Rich, great to talk to the commissioners in Butler and Beaver County, too, get an update on what's going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of good things happening in this region that people don't know about, oftentimes don't know about. There's a lot of, and we talk about robotics as one of the things happening. It's not just happening in Lawrenceville and a strip district. There's places like IUP, Indiana University of Pennsylvania. They're doing some groundbreaking things around training. And there's lots of things like that around this region that really need to be, kind of brought to life. We were talking about Aliquippa earlier in Beaver County in the new airport. Every bit of steel in that new airport has been manufactured in Ambridge, a steel mill in Ambridge, Sipple Steel. So
that's awesome.
It's about Pittsburghers being proud of the things that they're doing, those workers, those thousands of workers out there. They're all Pittsburghers investing their time, their blood, sweat, and tears in building something for the future.
Westmoreland County will be a focal point third week in July because you've got the Steelers in camp. Yesterday was the first day for people to get their free mobile tickets from Steelers.com, and I think they're going to set a record for attendance just because Steelers made so many moves and seems to have the fan base excited.
Well, the world kind of descends upon St. Vincent College every July, and I suspect you're right. With all the changes, the new quarterbacks, people are going to want to see some of the moves that Omar Khan and the teams have made. It'll be exciting, and go early because Route 30 might be a little crowded on the drive out to La Trobe.
That seems to be a recurring theme for everything, starting with TSA. Go early. Everybody's telling you to go early, but it's going to be a great summer for that, and a lot of people excited about what else traveling around these 10 counties for you. I mean, you're a lifelong resident. You were so in tune with everything. What has kind of jumped out to you about working with all these commissioners?
I think most of us, when we focus on politics and we talked about our government, we talked about it earlier, the fight that'll happen tomorrow night with the presidential debate. But what I see is the level of cooperation, because when you're talking about things like jobs, roads, travel times, communication, the real basics of what we do day-to-day life, I see a great level of cooperation. When we get together, you wouldn't know who was a Democrat and who was a Republican unless you really checked their bio, because they sit down and they work together. And that's something that I really enjoy seeing this happen. And while everybody has their neighborhood or their county or their city, there's also a level of cooperation, knowing that if we do well as a region, we're all going to do well together.
Amen. And I love to hear that. That's probably the most encouraging part, is that there are people out there doing, for the most part, quietly, collectively, bipartisan work for the good of everybody.
they don't get the kind of news. And I know being in these meetings we go to, you'll have an hour of people cooperating, and then you'll have that one person that yells and screams and makes a fuss, and that makes the 5-minute, the 30-second clip on the 11 o'clock news.
Rich Fitzgerald. Rich, we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
We'll see you next week, Larry. Have a good week.
And Caitlin O'Connor, the assistant here, she's got a pen in hand taking notes. You're not going to be with us next week, so enjoy your time off.
Thanks, Larry.
I noticed Larry didn't sign up for that celebrity rabbit hopping contest, so we'll just have to see.
We're going to sign Marty up for that. And Colin Dunlap.
There you go.